Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Albert Breer, do you listen to the Rolling Stones?
Not normally, but yeah, there was one night, like when we were, it was like 3 a.m. or something like that, and I was in a bar in New York with my wife and a buddy of mine and one of my wife's friends, and yeah, I've had a lot of reminders of how, you know, we all acted like morons when the Rolling Stones were on. So that's as deep as it gets for me with the Rolling Stones.
Albert is with us, of course, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Albert, all right, we have to talk about this first, because last segment, Chico and I were going down this road about the Oscars. And the reason I brought it up is because I saw your tweet this morning where you said you missed the speech and all this stuff and all the drama or whatever. You also said that you had not been to a movie since you had children. Is that true?
That is true, yeah. I mean, I don't see the point in going to movies anymore. When, you know, the TV you have at home is pretty awesome, and
agreed.
And like you got Netflix there and everything else. And honestly, like I probably would, but it's like, you guys know what it's like when you have kids. It's just, if you get a night away, I don't know if you really, that's the best place to spend it. I'd rather be like at a restaurant or something like that. So, it's not that I can't, it's just that, like, you know, if I have my choices, you know, I'll watch movies at home. And when I do get time where, you know, me and my wife are doing something away from the kids or whatever, then, you know, the place I'm going is not a dark movie theater.
I literally could not, like, the movies that were up for Best Picture, I didn't know any of them outside of Joker. Like, that was
You know what's funny, Dustin, is like there's always one or two that I know, right? And those never win. So, like, we'll go in, and it's, like, almost like they're trying to make it, like, a little bit, like they think it's, like, more sophisticated if they pick a movie that no one knows, right, or that the general public knows. So, like, they're trying to act as if, like, the general public, it's like being a fan of an indie band, you know what I mean? Like, they don't really want their stuff to go mainstream, so, like, the stuff that doesn't go mainstream, they'll, like, give the award to that one. So there are a bunch of us idiots sitting on the couch being like, what the hell is that? I've never heard of that movie, so... Yeah, that's what usually happens, is like I'll have heard of, like, in every category one or two of the movies, and I may have seen a couple of them, and then those movies will almost always get beaten by some movie I've never heard of.
Totally agree.
20 NFL games last year outdrew
the Oscars.
The Oscars.
Which was, listen, 23.6 million people viewed that last night on ABC, which is a big number.
Crazy. That's a big number.
But 20 games, regular season and postseason, went over that number, which tells you where people's bloodthirst is in this country.
Bloodthirst, yeah. I like that.
Thank you.
He's Albert Breer with the Monday Morning Quarterback, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Albert, enjoyed the column today, and you went through kind of each team as far as cap casualties, and they're coming sooner rather than later. You mentioned two for the Browns, Olivier Vernon and Christian Kirksey. You said Kirksey makes a lot of sense. I think we would probably agree with that. Olivier Vernon, though, I thought that was an interesting one. How real a possibility you think that is?
I think it's going to come down to his desire to stay, and they may offer him something that makes sense for him to come back at less. The whole point of that list, and if you look at it, that's the reason why I put the cap savings next to those guys' names and everything else. I think everyone on that list, I'm not saying every one of them will be cut. What I am saying is I think In every case, the player will at least be approached about a pay cut, and if they aren't willing to take the pay cut, then they will be shopped for trade, and if they can't be traded, then they'll be cut. And so, you know, I think in most of those cases, you see players where, you know, the number's just too high. And in Kirksey's case, it's obvious. I mean, he's only played 9 games the last 2 years, and he's making what, a very, very good off-ball linebacker makes. And so that one to me is academic. You know, in Vernon's case, it's just if you're paying a pass rusher or an edge player, $15 million, you know, then you, the expectation is that, you know, he's going to be a top of the line player at one of those positions. And that's still good, but he's just not worth the number that he's at anymore. And he's at the point of his contract, quite honestly, where most, where this happens to most guys, you know, where teams want to go back and reevaluate it. And so, you know, I think that this is, you know, I'm not saying they don't want to keep him. I'm just saying that I don't think the number matches the production anymore, which, you know, is part of the evaluation.
Okay, so if Vernon's back, he will be coached as far as the defensive coordinator. Joe Woods named Brown's new defensive coordinator. Yeah. No big surprise there. Give us an idea, because I think people last year, Browns fans, Albert, really thought, oh, Steve Wilks, this is a good hire, and not to, you know, disrespect him, but it just, people expected a lot more. What can we expect with Joe Woods?
Well, I mean, one thing you know about Joe Woods is that he's been around premier pass rushers over the last half decade. You know, he was with Von Miller in Denver, and then obviously this year with Nick Bosa in San Francisco. And you know, he comes from the Pete Carroll, Monty Kiffin, Tony Dungy. He comes from that, like, lineage, right? Like, so, you know, it's the Tampa 2, which, you know, eventually morphed into the Seattle Cover 3. And, you know, what those defenses always call for is you need guys who can get home without a lot of help. And that's what Myles Garrett is. And so if I'm, you know, Myles Garrett or even a Larry Ogunjobi, this is great news because this is probably going to be a coach that's going to turn me loose a little bit and let me get after the quarterback. And so that'd be the number one thing is that, you know, he comes from a background of different, you know, he's coached for different coaches who know how to create pressure. All the guys from the Carroll Kiffin tree. And then, you know, he had a couple of years under Wade Phillips as well. You know, and then, you know, I think the next piece of his course is going to be, you know, his expertise in the secondary, which you would think that that would be good for somebody like Denzel Ward, who has been a little up and down his first 2 years. But if you watched him in camp last year, and I know you guys did, you saw him go toe-to-toe with Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry. The kid's got a lot of talent. It just needs to be developed a little bit.
Albert Breer is our guest from the MMQB. Albert, just to kind of sidebar for a moment, your thoughts on the XFL. Does it survive? How does the NFL view it? I thought it was a good product. I watched a couple of games this weekend. Yeah. I watched two full games, frankly, and I thought the product on ABC, ESPN was fantastic. I just don't know if it can sustain. What do you think?
I was pleasantly surprised. I don't know about you, but like I was pleasantly surprised by – I just don't like – I mean, the production – value was there. And part of that's because it was on ESPN and it was on Fox and networks know how to do games. So like the production value was there. I mean, it shouldn't matter a lot, but it does matter, you know, because that's how we all perceive it.
The best thing to me was seeing the transparency between the officials, right? The replay booth and the official on the field, how they talked about it. Like, and then just bam, he goes on the mic and talks to the stadium. I thought that was so cool. And frankly, it's something I would love to see in the NFL.
It's an acknowledgement, you know, like it's an acknowledgement that like we need to do a little extra. Like this needs to be an entertainment. We need to treat this as an entertainment product if we're going to make it work. And, you know, I think what's always been tough with that is you're always sort of towing the line. It's like, okay, like we don't want it to be overboard where it's not about the football. But I think that they, over at least the first weekend, at least did a nice job of towing that line. NFL people on the football side are rooting for this to work. They need a developmental league. I mean, like, there's a deficit of offensive linemen in the NFL, backup quarterbacks. Like, there are different areas where the league could get a lot out of something like this. And, you know, again, it's at those positions where backups generally don't play. And those two positions, the positions where backups don't play is quarterback and offensive line. And so, be great for you know, NFL teams to have an outlet to develop guys there. And then, you know, for the personnel people, it's, you know, well, I get a chance to evaluate guys who are in the fringes of the league and see them in real action. And, you know, it'll give me a better chance to evaluate them fully. Flip side is for the players, you know, and Dustin, you know this because you played. There are plenty of guys who are 21, 22, 23 years old maybe aren't ready to play pro football yet, and find that out when they get to a camp. And because of the way pro football is, there isn't another place for them to go and develop. Well, if this gives them that, then that's a positive too. So from a football standpoint, there are a lot of positives here. You know, whether or not it can work from a business standpoint, history would tell you the odds are against it, but there's a lot of good football reasons why, you know, the NFL and the NFL's teams should be rooting for this to work.
You know, one other question with this, Albert, before we wrap, you know, is there a chance that, you know, Vince McMahon could come out and say, hey, you know what? Hey, Trevor Lawrence, here's $2 million. Come play for a season, then go to the NFL.
Yeah.
Or like a top freshman or whatever. Some household names that we see in college football that, because to me, that's what would keep the league thriving.
Here's what's fascinating about that. Now, it's not going to happen with Trevor Lawrence, right? Because the ship sailed in this year. And so those guys would have been like Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields this year. Those guys are probably going pro next year. So, well, it's not going to happen with them. But it could happen with, you know, another group down the line. You're right. And there are two sides to this. And that's why I think it's really, really fascinating. Okay, so ESPN and Fox are both heavily invested in college football, right? So what does Dabo Swinney or Nick Saban, what do those guys say to ESPN or Fox, like when the XFL is going and poaching players away, right? That's kind of tough. But on the flip side of it, you know, if you're looking to preserve the rules in the college game, you know, in the NCAA's in court, you know, in the case, you know, that the NCAA has here, wouldn't it be easier for the NCAA to make an argument that their system is valid if they were able to look over and say, well, hey, there's a league over there that guys with their 19, 20 years old, if they want to play pro football, there's a league over there for them. So we're not taking away any of their options. They're just choosing to be here. So, you know, there's just, I think it works both ways. Where on one side, you've got where this could kind of, you know, create some tension in the relationship between college football and the networks that broadcast it. That are also broadcasting the XFL. But I think on the flip side, it could help to preserve the college game, because if there are guys who just flat out don't want to be in college and, you know, say, I want to start making money playing football, if there's that outlet for them, well, then a lot of litigation that's going on now, I think, would have a lot less merit, because, again, you know, the NCAA people could then point over to the XFL and say, look, there's a league right over there where you can get paid if you want to get paid before you go into the NFL.
Well, between the XFL and the NFL offseason, a lot of stuff coming up, and it's going to be fascinating. Albert, always a pleasure. Keep up the great work. We'll talk to you soon, pal. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.